Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Darren Tisdale, the head coach of the Newton baseball team. And Darren, thanks for talking with us again today. You guys finally have had a couple days off. What's that been like?
Yeah, right. I think we had a stretch of about 14 days where we had one opportunity to practice, and then we ended up getting rained out, and then just happened to be around the time when the gym floors at the high school were getting worked on, so we couldn't even use the inside, the indoors. So, so yeah, we've been kind of just on the fly trying to, you know, remind kids and in pregame, warm up, trying to get some four corner throwing, some four corner flips, reminding them, working on short hops, long hops out in the outfield. And then this pregame, you know, trying to coach kids during pregame infield outfield routine, because we haven't been able to get into practice and break things down and slow things down for them, and work on the different types of plays, for instance, on the infield, you know, working to your a regular ball straight at you, a ball to your right, a ball to your left, and a slow roller where there's different footwork and in terms of getting the ball in the glove and then getting yourself turned to make your throw. So catchers, you know, not getting a chance to work on receiving and blocking other than in the game. Cuts and relays, I said, we get infield and outfield routine for 8 minutes, 9 minutes in pregame. And you're trying to, you know, I've been out there trying to coach while we're doing our pregame infield for the last 2 weeks, basically. So yeah, it's been nice the last 2 days, or 3 days, actually, to get a chance to slow things down for the kids and really drill technique and fundamentals with the footwork and the glove in the outfield and on the infield. And we haven't had a chance to work on our bunt defense or first and thirds much at all, so we worked on that this week as well. Did a little bit of hitting tonight. We were supposed to hit, but rain showers moved in, so we got canceled the last half of practice where we're going to do some hitting. But tomorrow we'll have batting practice for an hour, since we have a home game. So we'll get a lot of hitting in tomorrow, and hopefully, yeah, we can clean up some of our issues we've had with our stance and setup, which has been, you know, causing us to pull off of pitches. Bat's been off plane, just been getting balls off the end of the bats and not hit the ball solid in games. So, our base hits, we've been putting the ball in play a little better against Indianola. That is, we just played Indianola. So we put the ball in play the second game there. But we've been striking out way too much. And again, that's just a lot of our stance and setup was off. So we've been rotating around the ball, they call it, instead of staying on planes. We've been really working to get the kids to focus on that issue. And hopefully we'll see how that goes here coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was at one of your practices and I saw kind of a unique drill I've never seen before. You had like a long pole and the kids had like a cross their chest, the pole was across it, and they kind of twisted, and and you had like a T set up. Mm-hmm. So obviously it was trying to, you know, get the body to work the right way when you're batting, right?
Yeah, right. That was, you know, there's all kinds of information online these days. So I believe that was Anderson Miller. He was a top 100 draft pick, and he didn't make it in the pros. So he has a nice side out there where he showed, took a PVC pipe, cut it down, and just explain what I just explained. You know, when you get upright, and that PVC pipe will show you when you're upright, you'll rotate and swing around the plane, we call it, and across the path of the plane of the ball versus through the path and plane of the baseball, staying on plane, we call it, and then square the ball up on the barrel more often. And there's just a couple secrets there where you got to make sure your posture's, you got a little, they call it getting your chest over home plate, using that posture, and then that allows you to tilt and tilt your shoulders and get that bat on plane. So that's what we're working on there, and that's our issue we've had the last couple weeks. You know, against weaker pitching, you can get away with having sloppy mechanics and technique, but once we faced our conference pitching that we had just faced, was pretty tough with a little more velocity than a few games we faced early in the year where we hit well, but we still didn't have great technique. And then it showed up against those pitchers who could hit spots down in the zone and had a little velocity. Because when you're up, if the pitch is up in the zone, over the plate, you can be sloppy and kind of come, what we call come up and out of your stance, posture, and still rotate the bat through the zone and hit the ball because it's up and that's the only place you can swing the bat when you're out of posture. So now we got to get better at hitting that lower, you know, higher velocity pitch down the zone, which requires you to have good posture and move the bat the right way through the zone.
Now, we've had all these games, and unfortunately you lost your starting catcher, Skyler Millhiser. Wayne Rosendahl thrown in there, and like I said, you really don't have a lot of time to chase him much. So how's he been doing?
He's been doing good. Yes, it's that position. There's a lot more to it than you think.
It's like the captain of the defense out there.
And you got to have good anticipation, you know, and it takes a lot of repetitions. It's not just, you know, just blocking a baseball. You have to anticipate that. You have to know your pitchers a little bit. Skyler knew all of our pitchers from catching them in the past. Lane hadn't caught a lot in the past, especially our varsity pitchers. So, and you know, too bad for Lane, because he was actually pitching for us and doing a pretty good job, and he was actually playing a little third base and shortstop and doing a good job there. So we're going to use him a little less on the mound. But right now we have him back there behind the plate, and he's got to do the job for us, and he's learning on the go too. Skyler's been, you know, helping him out and getting them to understand how to set up better and get the glove in the right position to receive better. And then obviously after blocking and receiving, you got to throw the ball down to bases occasionally. So that's another skill that needs a lot of repetition and practice. And so he's getting better. He's a competitive kid and tough kid. So he's probably an above average in terms of a high school catcher, but when you had Skyler Millhiser back there, who was one of the best in the state, you know, it just feels like you're losing a little bit because, you know, Lane doesn't block. There's a couple of balls Lane won't get to that Skyler would, but Lane's getting better, and he'll do a decent job for us.
And Skyler too was kind of a team leader, and I understand Kate Bauer's kind of stepping up there, and maybe Craig Andrew as well.
Yeah, both those guys. Cade and Creighton have stepped up a little more vocal now, but Skyler still is in our dugout. He's at our practices, and he'll step in after coaches talk after games and step in the huddle and you know, just give his understanding or feel for what's going on and what needs to get better or what's going good. So he's not on the field with us, but he hasn't really left the team. He's right there with us every day. He's still working on trying to
bat left-handed.
Today he worked on receiving a little bit. So it's just a matter of he meets with the surgeon on Monday, and if the surgeon gives him the okay to swing left-handed, we won't have a problem putting him maybe in the lineup a couple times, maybe in some JV games, see how it goes, and then maybe get him some varsity at-bats and see how that goes. And if it starts going well, we'll probably stick him in as a DH spot. Yeah. The kid can run, so all he has to do is get the ball on the ground from the left side, and he's probably going to beat out some hits. And I've seen him hit some pretty decent balls left-handed into the gaps already. So just in the couple weeks he's been doing, he's a heck of an athlete and competitive, and he wants to do something. He'll put his mind to it, and he'll do it. So I'm excited to see if he can get that cleared through a surgeon, and then it'd be awesome to get him back out there at the end of this season.
Especially because he loves baseball so much.
Yes,
he really does. Well, you're going to the conference second time now, and you got six games over 5 days, doubleheader at Pella Christian on Monday. You're at Knoxville Tuesday, at Pella Wednesday this coming week, and then Friday you have Oskaloosa. You host them for doubleheaders. So just talk about going through the conference second time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first time around, we're not – really competitive, just some pitching mechanics and technique. Again, with our hitting mechanics, I just talked about technique. So our pitchers were up in the zone, and out of the zone too much, and our hitters were swinging at pitches, but we weren't hitting. So like I explained earlier, just technique and mechanical things we've been working on. So it's a matter of the kids can take it to the field and in the game situation, make it happen. So Cade Bauer, though, he's been really good at the plate so far, hitting right around 400, and he's been our leader at the plate. So we get him on, we're scoring, but then, you know, we leave him at third base occasionally with just, you know, weak ground balls on the infield with two outs or usually strikeout, weak ground ball, and then we're not scoring him. So we got to really find a couple guys that can follow him. We had a great pattern with Skyler in there. We were leading Skyler off, and we could – you know, he's going to get on base at probably 500 or, you know, 50%, 60% of the time. Yeah. So we were working on stealing him to second. And then Cade was making a lot of contact in that two hole, either hitting him in or moving him to third easily. And then we always had Creighton Andrew, who was making contact, and we were getting a first inning run pretty regularly there. And so that was kind of the what we were going to have going through the season until Skyler got hurt. So now we're just missing that third hitter up in the top of the order. Cade's been doing what Skyler was doing, and now we just need to find that third hitter
to get him home.
Yes. And then we can, you know, we're not going to get a lot of power out of our lineup, so we're going to have to do the bunting and the running. So you're going to give up some outs here and there to a score. So we're going to, you know, as we say, scratch out, you know, three or four runs a game, and then we just, it's a matter of our pitching and defense can hold up. So Cade's been doing a great job on the mound as a senior. Creighton Andrews has been doing a good job on the mound. And then our third pitcher's just been a little bit between Gabe Otto, Carter Lehrman, and Dakota Winkleman. So those three guys, those five guys, are kind of our go-to pitchers right now. With Derek Wormiger, he can come in as a reliever for a short inning here or there. So we kind of got the feel for now where we're at pitching. And we just got we got 4 weeks here before our district game. So I'm excited to see if we can just clean up some of our mechanics. Again, we're going to have to play really, really – we're going to have to throw and hit spots because we just can't throw it up there because we don't have enough velocity to blow it by people. Defensively, we're going to have to play defense well because we're not going to strike a lot of guys out. And then offensively, we're going to have to reduce strikeouts and put the ball in play a little bit more firmly and get, you know, hard singles through the infield and maybe occasional doubles, use our bunts and steals. And then I think, you know, we can have a chance of winning a district game and getting to that second round and competing, which is our goal. So it's 4 weeks of, you know, every game's kind of like a practice situation. What are you going to adjust? How are you going to adjust as players? And what are you going to try to do differently that was a weakness yesterday and, you know, turn it in and make it a strength eventually? So that's kind of what we've been explaining to kids. If it's not working, you got to try something different and fix it to get better.
Well, best of luck. We'll be following you as you guys continue through the season. And those districts will be here before you know it.
Yes.
So good luck.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Again, we've been talking to the Newton High School head baseball coach, Darren Tisdale, on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.